السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقل اعملوا فسيرى الله لكم ورسوله والمؤمنون وستردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. وقال ايضا ومن يعمل مثقال ذره خيرا يره. وعن عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ايها الناس افصوا السلام واطعموا الطعام وصلوا الارحام وصلوا الناس نيام تدخلوا الجنه بالسلام او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, as Muslims, we have two kind of responsibilities. As our individual responsibility, that we should stick to our aqaid, our faith, believing in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger, believing Yawmul Akhirah, believing life after death, Jannat and Jahannam, etc. And doing some amal, good actions, iman and amal go together. That's why several ayat you will find in the Holy Quran says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat." When you bring iman, then immediately your responsibility is to do the good actions. Good actions you can categorize in two sections. One, good action is individual. 5-time prayers, which is incumbent, compulsory, fasting month of Ramadan, giving charity and donations. These are actions and deeds which will help us individually. Another responsibility as a human being, as an insan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow on our shoulders, how we have to be live our lives to benefit other fellow human being. That's why it is said there are two kind of rights. One is hukukullah, rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and other one is hukukul ibad, rights of the people. And in the rights of the people are the rights of our neighbors, regardless the neighbors are Muslims or non-Muslims. We have to be good, we have to serve them, and we have to help them in any way possible for us. And this is the part of iman. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Wallahi la yu'minu, wallahi la yu'minu, wallahi la yu'minu." Qila man ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Qala man la ya'munu jarahu bawa'ikahu aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taking an oath 3 times. Wallahi, wallahi, wallahi. Why? To emphasize that point, that message he's going to deliver after this, to make a sahaba alert. Sahaba will shivering. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying from his Mubarak tongue, that he is not a believer, he is not a believer, he is not a believer. Who is that, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who is not a believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person whose neighbor is not safe from his mischievousness, that person cannot claim himself as a believer, although he is praying 5 times salat, although he is doing all the, you know, ahkamat of the deen, but if his neighbor is not happy with him, and jarahu, the word is just jarahu, it doesn't have to be believer. His padosi, his neighbor doesn't have to be Muslim. Anyone living next to him, right or left, front or back, he is his neighbor. He has to be good with him as a Muslim. This is the part of Iman. That's why Rasulullah emphasized so much. Right? And we living in our society, in our community, in our neighborhood streets, we don't even know the names of our neighbors. We're living for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. We don't even know their names. And this is not the quality of the believer. Quality of the believer is always should be helpful to the others. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala was a very great scholar of Judaism. He was a Jewish. And as we know, in Torah and Injil, there was the signs of the last and final messenger written in Torah and Injil. So those who are the scholars of the Judaism, those who study Torah, Old Testament and Injil, they were well aware and they were waiting for the last and final messenger, and it was written that he will make migration, he will make hijrah from his native place, from his birthplace to another city which is called Yathrib. And these all signs were there in Torah. So being a scholar of Torah and Injil, Abdullah bin Salam, you know, that's why those after the diaspora took place, all the Jews were expelled from Jerusalem, from Israel, and they were scattered all over the world. So these three tribes, hoping to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they traveled all the way from Jerusalem to Yathrib, which is called Medina Munawwara after the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Banu Qurayza, Banu Kuneka, and Banu Nadir. Three big, big tribes. And they were well off. They were controlling the economy of Medina Munawwara. They were the rich people, right? Among those rich people, this Abdullah bin Salam, radiallahu anhu, he was very humble, very great scholar of Torah and Injil. He was also waiting for this last messenger. And when he said this hadith narrated by him in Tirmidhi Sharif, he said, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered into the boundary of Yathrib, which is afterwards became famous as Madinatul Nabi and Madinatul Munawwara. I heard the noise. People were waiting for days and months for Rasulullah's coming. They used to go outskirts whole day, used to wait Rasulullah's coming, used to come back, and likewise every day. So this day, particular day, I was there and I heard Qadima Rasulullah, Qadima Rasulullah, Qadima Rasulullah. People were shouting, they were running, you know. So I joined them, I joined the crowd. So I went, and the first glance I have seen to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, up till there he was not a Muslim, he was a Jewish scholar. Then my first glance on the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately my heart said to me, this face cannot be the face of liar. You know, the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face already impressed him. He, if he is claiming himself as the last and final messenger of Allah, definitely he is the messenger of Allah, because this face cannot lie. From the face, expression of the face, Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu already impressed. And then he said, the first thing I heard, Samitu from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first thing I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, Ya Ayyuhunna. This was the first bayan, first address at the new place, in the new city, as Rasulullah arrived to Madinah Munawwara, and first crowd in front of him, and he is addressing. You can just picturize, just visualize the first entry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and local people, Ansar, they were so eager, you know, to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and embrace Islam on his hand. They were well prepared, mind was set up. They were just eagerly waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is entering in the city, and people gathered over there. And look at what was the first khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the first advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was the first admonishing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to this new crowd? the new Muslims, they just embrace Islam fresh. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya ayyuhannas, O people, afsus salam, spread the salam, wat'imu ta'am, and feed the hungry, wasilul arham, and uphold, you know, your kinship, your ties, family relationship. The wasallu billayl wannasu niyam, and you must pray your salat at night when people are sleeping. If you do these four things, tadkhulul jannata bisalam, you will be enter into paradise with the peace, without any problem. Now just ponder and analyze this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised four things. Number one, afsus salam, spread the salam. And what is the salam? It is the best greeting of Islam. And you won't find this greeting in any other religion. We are so used to with good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good day. You know, why good? Just one salam, assalamu alaikum. And it is so profound. What is the meaning of salam, my brothers and sisters? Meaning of salam is you are safe. I am guaranteeing you, you are safe from my mischievousness. You won't be in any trouble from my side. You are safe. I am guaranteeing you, assalamu alaikum. The salam and peace of Allah is upon you. In return, a person is replying, if he is a Muslim, wa alaikum salam, same to you. And you are also will be protected and safe from my mischievousness. This is the meaning of the salam. And that is in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified it and made it as the sign of the true believer. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al Muslimu man salim al Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A true believer is that other Muslims, fellow Muslims, are safe from the mischievousness of his tongue and his hands. If he's powerful, he's going to hit or punch someone. If he's not powerful, he's going to say some word, abuse, insult, or, you know, swear, or misuse his tongue. So he's going to harm person or insult person by his words, by his tongue, or by his hand, by force. So a true believer is that the other Muslims, other people are saved from the mischievousness of his tongue and his hand. So first advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara was afsus salam, spread the salam. Whether you know someone, you don't know someone, just greet. By greeting, your hearts will be united. Your hatred, your jealousy, your enmity will disappear from your heart. Allah will clean your heart if you greet to each and everyone. And nowadays, unfortunately, this becomes our custom. When we see someone which we know and familiar to him, then we greet him. Otherwise, if you know he's a strange person, we don't even know him, we don't bother to greet him. Unfortunately, it shouldn't be like that. Every Muslim, regardless if it's your relative, you're not relative, your friends are not friends, you know him, you don't know him, just greet him. Afsus salam. By greeting, Allah will forgive your minor sins. Allah will create the love and bondness amongst yourselves. There are so many benefits of greetings. So, first advice, afsus salama bainakum. Wa at'imu ta'am. The second advice, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you wealth, utilize it, channelize it, spend it in the right way. Wa at'imu ta'am. Feed the hungry people. There are so many less fortunate people, homeless people. You know, if Allah has granted you, you must give out of, you know, of generosity, and with a big heart, help the poor. This was the second advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Third advice, you must keep your relationship with your relatives, you know, uphold it. Don't take grudges or enmity or hatred in your heart.
If your brother, your aunt, your uncle, you harm you somehow, forgive him for the sake of Allah. Make your heart clean and keep your bond, your kinship stronger. These were the three advices. So these three advices were related to hukukul ibad, rights of the people, social services. And the fourth one, you know, wasallu bin niyam, wasallu billahi wannasu niyam, that you must pray at night when people are sleeping. That was the tahajjud salat. Because in Makkah Mukarrama, there was no 5-time salat. Only tahajjud salat. Ya ayyul muzzammil qum al-layla illa qalila nisfu wa min qism min qalila aw zid alayhi wa ratil quran tartila. There was the ayat revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all the sahaba used to embrace Islam, they used to just pray tahajjud salat. So as he recently came to Madinah Munawwara, so he's advising the people of Madinah Munawwara also that now you must pray salat at night when other people are sleeping. So that praying salat is for your own benefit. Right? So that your own benefit, Allah Rasulullah kept on the fourth position. First three advices were related to the people, related to your neighbors, related to your fellow human being. You know, spread the salam, feed the hungry, and take care of your relatives, kinship. So we can see how profound this hadith of Rasulullah is and how much Rasulullah emphasized on social service. I don't have time to go much in detail, my brothers. I just want to make announcement. Alhamdulillah, as the Muslim brothers, we have responsibility to serve our community of Fairfield. That's why there was a call from the mayor and the city manager and the police chief to me, and I went there to meeting. The meeting was on May 25th, and they created one non-profit organization which is called Clergy Action Network. Clergy Action Network. What is this? This is a whole bunch of the information. They want to take support from the religious churches and organizations to upbring this whole Fairfield society, community. The first major problem they are facing, the police department, is the crime and drug. So how we can support the police department and city manager to get rid of these drugs activities and these criminal activities from our neighborhoods? How we can actively participate? The second major problem is homeless people. There are so many homeless people on the streets. So how our organization, our Islamic center, can be actively involved to help those who do not have shelter? How you can do it? And there are so many other things, but these are the three major topics they want to address. So there were about 20 pastors from different churches, and I was alone from the Islamic Center of Fairfield. So they want us to get together every month on the fourth Tuesday of every month. And that's why we're going to collaborating with the churches and other organizations, and together we want to do something productive, you know, activities or these kind of things to help our neighborhood, our people who are vulnerable, less fortunate people. How our Islamic center can be helpful and, you know, to support this kind of activities. So brothers, I have committed myself, and I need you people's help, especially my young youth and those people who can spend some time in the weekends, inshallah. I would like to get together, have some meetings and draw some plan, and then we can see how we can support our neighbors and our fellow people of the Fairfield Sutun community. So those brothers, I humbly request, who are interested to do this kind of social work. And as it is, I said in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will be part of our religion. Islam is encouraging us to help poor and needy people. So as much time or money you're going to spend to do this work, you will get the reward for every penny and for every minute. This time will not be wasted. You will see in your book of deed that you help someone, and there are so many virtues of feeding the hungry people and helping the needy person. There are so many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no time to go in detail. But every moment, remember this, keep in mind, your niyat, your intention should be good. I am doing for the sake of Allah, and then Allah will reward you for that. Your time will not be wasted. Your money will not be wasted. Allah will reward you multiplied, inshallah, on the day of judgment. So I humbly request those brothers who are interested, please, after the salat, give me your contact number and your email addresses, so I can make one committee, one group of people, and inshallah we can go and organize ourselves and try to help the city. Jazakumullah khair.
Jazakumullah.